So I'll call that meeting to order. First, I look for a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting. What?
It's for tonight's meeting. But I'll make a motion to have the minutes of April 27, 2022 be prepared and distributed to each member of the Redevelopment Agency Board. The board will have 10 days to review the minutes and submit any changes to the secretary. If after 10 days there are no changes, the minutes will stand approved. If there are changes, the process will be followed until all changes are made and the board is in agreement.
Motion by Sherry, second by Steve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Move on to item 2.1, discussion and consideration of a resolution approving an amendment to the, my agenda cuts off, to the interlocal agreement, that interlocal agreement. Chase.
Thank you, board members. So this item is on your agenda tonight for consideration of an amendment to the interlocal agreement between the agency and Salt Lake County. Just by way of background, in 2015, the agency entered into an interlocal agreement with the county for the sharing of tax increment that could be used to incentivize development within the Harriman Business Center project area. That agreement was amended in part in 2017, and what I mean by in part is we worked with the county in amending that to change the commercial and residential acreages as well as the boundary, and that was a mutual amendment. We signed that, however, it never got executed by the county. In working with them to try to track that down, they acknowledged that they participated in the preparation of that amendment, but just never found the signed agreement. So in lieu of just signing that retroactively, they have worked with us again on capturing those items that were previously amended, as well as amending the plan area to carve out a kind of a remnant parcel that had been split. So, background on that, when RSL finalized some of their plat, they split a parcel and the boundary for the project area cut through that parcel. And state law does not allow a parcel to be split within a project area. So the county said you either have to take the whole parcel out or just add the rest of it. So it's really a kind of a clerical amendment in that regard, as you're just capturing the rest of that acreage. So the amendment before you today captures those amendments from 2017, which again adjusted the ratio of commercial and residential, as well as the unit count, and then readjust the boundary. One item I wanted to point out with regard to the unit count is this makes no effect on the entitlements that the city has already granted, because there's a development agreement in place that restricts what units can be built there in that area. So this really just captures and maximizes the benefit of the tax increment that the city will receive, or rather the agency will receive from the county. Any questions on that?
Nope.
And the county has already approved it, so really your option tonight is to just sign on the dotted line. Or
we just need them to sign it too, or did they?
They have already signed it. Yep, sent it to us, so.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Chase.
Thank you.
I'll look for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number R2022-02, approving an amendment to the interlocal corporation agreement with Salt Lake County to approve funds to carry out the Harriman Business Center Community Development Project Area.
Motion by Teddy.
Second.
Second by Sherry. Teddy.
Aye.
Sherry.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. Okay, with that, we will adjourn the CDRA meeting for this evening.